Where a person lives is one of the factors health insurance companies use to calculate premiums. House Bill 1336 would look at including the entire state as one region, rather than continuing to group regions separately. Richard Buck is a small business owner in Garfield County on the Western Slope. He says his health care takes up a huge portion of his income.
Our current insurance payment of $1,508 a month is equivalent to our mortgage payment. We can't afford it. There are numerous people in the Mountain District with the same story. We are the healthiest counties in the state, and we have the highest insurance rates.
Republican Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale is one of the main sponsors of the bipartisan measure. He says typically he's not a fan of lawmakers passing bills to study things.
It's usually just a way to justify money, but you know, if we knew what to do, if we knew the answer to this, we would be in here with a bill telling you to do it right now and begging you to do it. We tried to do that, and we don't know. That's why we need a short, intense study.
Sponsors say health insurance premiums grew almost 10% in Colorado for 2016, and in mountain areas, it was 25%. But some worry that using a single geographic area won't lower premiums, but would simply force people in other parts of Colorado to subsidize the high costs in the mountain areas. Republican Representative Kim Ranson of Littleton wonders if the study would be broad enough.
The bill is pretty limited in scope. I've got people in my district that are quoting me some of the same rates we heard from people here, $1,500, $1,800 a month. That's here in the metro area. So obviously there are probably some other components.
A separate group is already examining just that. The Colorado Commission on Affordable Health Care is studying how to lower health care costs and looking at cost drivers, such as pharmaceutical and hospital costs, along with pricing transparency and competition in the health care sector. The group will give recommendations to the legislature at the end of next year. Democratic Summit County Commissioner Dan Gibbs says his constituents can't wait that long, which is why he's backing the bill to look specifically at lowering the geographic disparity in health insurance premiums.
I've heard some rumors around the Capitol, oh yeah, you mountain communities, you're just, why should we subsidize your high cost of health insurance? Well, we feel like we're subsidizing your budget. When you look at how much money comes from our communities, a recent analysis reflected $4.8 billion just during ski time.
Colorado's Insurance Commissioner Marguerite Salazar would conduct the new study. Her office is taking a neutral position, but she worries changing to one geographic region for insurance premium calculations would put some small insurance carriers out of business because they couldn't compete statewide. Governor John Hickenlooper says he's still monitoring the bill.
Obviously, the disparity in cost of health care is not new. For many, many, many years, people in smaller communities have had a more difficult time accessing health care.
Hickenlooper says the idea of one statewide region is a possible solution.
But it also has potential unintended consequences. So we're trying to work through what those potential unintended consequences are and make sure that this is something that overall would have a positive benefit.
After several hours of testimony, the bill passed the House Health Insurance and Environment Committee by a vote of 12-1. If it makes it through the legislature, the health insurance premium study would be complete by this August. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.